was Dave Myers off his 1998 solo album, You Can't Do That. In the early 1950s, Dave was playing bass lines on a tuned-down guitar while his brother Louie took on the rhythm and lead parts of the guitar. Then in the late 50s, Dave switched from his guitar to electric bass, which was a relatively new instrument at that time. He became one of the first Chicago bluesmen to take on this new instrument to popularize it in the blues genre. In the later years, Dave would play guitar and occasional bass on his solo recordings as well as vocals. Here's some more cuts off this album, You Can't Do That, starting with the title cut, followed by Dave's Guitar Boogie and Elevate Me Mama. One of Chicago's great bluesmen, the late Dave Myers on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
I'm getting sick and tired of the way that you do. You better cool down, baby. I'm gonna poison you. You can't do that. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. I got to find what my baby put down. I thought I told you, baby, a long time ago. Things that you're doing, they don't do that no more. You can't do that. Well, you can't do that. Well, you can't do that. I got to find what my baby put down. Papa told me, my mother sat down and cried, you too young a man to have the many women you got. You know you can't do that. You know you can't do that. Well, you can't do that. You know I gotta find what you put down. Thank you.
That harmonica playing you hear is done by the one and only Kim Wilson, who is a legend himself in the blues music scene. He is one of the founders of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, which he's still an active part of today, as well as having his own solo career as a blues artist. Dave and Louie Myers, along with their family, came from Byhalia, Mississippi to Chicago in 1941. It was here that the Myers brothers were introduced to a whole other style of blues, which opened up their ears to a new musical experience. In the late 40s, the Myers brothers hooked up with bluesman Arthur Big Boy Spires, backing him up at house parties and events. They eventually ran into a young harmonica player named Junior Wells. Soon the Aces were born. Here's some more cuts off of Dave Myers' You Can't Do That album. A little historical journey today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
I'm gone. gone. You know you said that you love me, but you always done me wrong. Oh, baby, I feel tears coming in my eyes. Oh, baby, I feel tears coming in my eyes. If you leave me now, baby, gonna break red down and cry. Oh, baby, I can't trust your love again. Said you would be my honey, you'll always be my friend.
Thank you.
I'm not with her, I don't have much to say. She's my kind of baby. She's my kind of baby. Oh, she's my baby. She's my kind of baby. You know she's my kind of baby. She makes me feel alright.
That was the guitar of Rusty Zinn on Dave Myers' album, You Can't Do That. I'm focusing on the Myers brothers today on our blues cruise to shed a little more light on their significant role in the Chicago blues scene. They were the ones who got the famous Junior Wells to get known and further enhanced little Walter Jacobs' career in a band called the Jukes. The Myers brothers share a large part of the Chicago blues evolution. And just as much as Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, but they never really got the publicity and notoriety of the former mentioned bluesmen. We're going to hear one more cut off this album entitled Legs Up. Once again, the guitar playing of Rusty Zinn, along with Dave Myers, on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack. Enjoyed our blues road trip today, going back in time to hear from the real blues brothers, Dave and Louie Myers. This is Mr. Jack, your host on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack. And until next time, I'll catch you later.